Rudyard is the chair of the Monk Debates, publisher of thehub.ca. It's my favorite segment. I was telling Rudyard that this is my favorite segment earlier. Have you ever heard this segment before, Rudyard?
I have not. This is going to be new for me.
You're in for a treat. The segment, of course, is Booze and Reviews with Richard Krause. Richard is the host of CTV's Pop Life, Newstalk 1010 contributor. Is Richard here now?
I'm here. How are you? I'm just waiting for you to say more nice things about me.
Well, I mean, listen, I have a growing affection for you, my friend. I was hearing that music. I was like, did Richard Krause request to have that played a little longer?
Nope.
Let's talk. You've got a great drink and three reviews, which is just an embarrassment of riches this afternoon. The Hurricane is our drink of choice.
Yeah. Now, if you've ever had one of these, you don't need my description, even though you may not remember much about the experience of having one. They come from Pat O'Brien's in New Orleans. And if you go on FrenchQuarter.com and check out their FAQ page, their FAQs, frequently asked questions, you will find out a couple of things that I found really interesting. First of all, Pat O'Brien's serves more alcohol than any other bar in the world, or so they claim. Most of it goes into a drink called a Hurricane, and I'll tell you the history in a sec. They call it a deceptively tasty yet deadly concoction that is made of rum, more rum, yet more rum, and other ingredients. But this is the part that really got me here. It's served in a gigantic 26 fluid ounce glass, and it says that overconsumption of Hurricanes can lead to fun, embarrassment, and jail, in that order.
Oh.
Keep in mind, this is from the Tourist Bureau of New Orleans. So I thought that was the disclaimer that I'd read at the beginning of all of this. But the drink goes back to the Second World War. So during Prohibition, Pat O'Brien, like so many of the world's great bars, opens as a speakeasy. So it's a completely illegal place. And when you knocked on the door, you had to say a password. And the password was Storms of Bruin. So there's always been this kind of storm motif inside the place. So once you get in here now in the Second World War, you'll find that they had way more rum than almost anything else. And it's because of the supply breaks in the supply chain. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get really good scotch. They couldn't get a lot of the stuff that they would normally have. And then the distributors that had loads of really cheap rum that they could get from the Caribbean said, okay, well, you buy 50 cases of rum and we'll get you 2 cases of good scotch or whatever else you might want. So they had way more rum than they knew what to do with. So that's when they invented this Hurricane, more and more and more rum, layered on top of some fruit juices. And it comes in a glass that is shaped like a hurricane lamp, and hence the name Hurricane. Although in New Orleans, certainly hurricanes have a double meaning. It's both the drink and then something that New Orleans folks are more than accustomed to dealing with weatherwise.
A lot of people are attesting who have been to Pat O'Brien's down in NOLA, New Orleans, of course, down in Louisiana, that they've had two or three of the hurricanes and then wound up very sick the next day. So one is probably good for the system.
One is enough. And they're also gigantic. They're 2 feet long, 2.5 feet long. You got to carry the thing around. And if you're leaving, the great thing about New Orleans, great or maybe the worst thing ever, is that they'll give you a cup and you can just pour it in there, a plastic cup, and you can take it with you.
Love that. I love a walk around drink. That's one of my favorite parts about Vegas as well. Let's talk about this. This looks fantastic. And, you know, the folks behind this movie, it's almost like they can't fail. Jordan Peele, the movie is Candyman.
Yeah, this is what they're calling a spiritual sequel to the 1992 movie Candyman, which was about a vengeful spirit who came back to haunt people in this suburb of Chicago where he had been killed 100 years before. When people would look in the mirror and say Candyman 5 times, he would come back, played by the great Tony Todd in that movie. Now, there were a bunch of sequels that we kind of gloss over a little bit. Cut to this new one. Jordan Peele produced it and co-wrote it with the director Nia DaCosta, and it is taking place in present day. It is in the same neighborhood, but it's been gentrified. An artist moves into the neighborhood, and when talking to one of the old timers that lives there, he finds out the legend of the Candyman, and he's fascinated by it. So he starts painting these paintings and his interpretation of what the Candyman is and what the life, what his life may have been like. And all of a sudden, he finds that he's being transformed both mentally and physically, and ultimately finds out that he has a quite a personal connection to the character. And what makes this movie so interesting is that not only is it a scary movie, it will definitely, absolutely make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. But like all really good horror films, it's not just about trying to scare you. So Frankenstein is about technology run amok, really. And that's what scared people. Invasion of the Body Snatchers was about the communist threat, all that kind of thing, right? This one is about historical racism and the echoes of that that reverberate through time into the present day. And what that means is you have this movie that has a powerful social comment to be made, or that it's that it makes, while at the same time making you cover your eyes just a little bit, because it delivers on all the stuff you want from a horror film, i.e. all the scares and the gore and all that kind of thing. So this gets a big recommend from me. It's in theaters this weekend, and it's really worth a look.
Let's talk about an actor. He's in this new movie, Vacation Friends, it's called. John Cena, I can't figure out whether I like him or hate him in movies. And I think he was in the last two movies I actually watched, which were F9 and Suicide Squad. And he was serviceable in both of those movies. So now he's in Vacation Friends. What can you tell us about it?
Well, okay, this is like, I thought it was funny. It's on Disney Plus, but this is not for the kids. Do not let the kids watch this movie. This is a movie about a couple that goes to Mexico to have their romantic weekend. She doesn't know that he's about to propose to her. It's going to be a very special time. When they get there, their beautiful hotel room is ruined when the jacuzzi directly above it in the presidential suite overflows, because the people up there are wild party animals and they left the jacuzzi on, ruining all the plans that this first couple had made. Turns out that the couple are just thrill seekers. One of them is John Cena, playing like the man-child, sweet but a little bit reckless character that he's honed over the last few movies that he's made. And they spend a wild weekend together. And then once the week is over, you know, they go their separate ways. And then eventually, during this wedding, this really straight-laced wedding that happens, the thrill seekers show up and ruin everything. Or do they? So this is a really sweet movie about not judging a book by its cover, about, you know, the power of friendship. But it's raunchy. And so just be careful with the kids on this one, because it is on Disney Plus. There are parental controls you can put on Disney Plus, and you might want to look into that before this weekend, because it's up there right now.
I'm completely watching that movie tonight. That's right up my alley, and a good use of my Disney
Friday night movie.
Yeah, and it's a good use of my Disney Plus account as well. I never get to use the damn thing, so I'm going to watch that tonight and enjoy myself a hurricane. I've got rum in the house, so
Yahoo!
It's almost time to party. Richard Krause, Booze and Reviews. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And of course, you can catch Richard, host of CTV's Pop Life as well, News Talk 1010 contributor.